Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Radio Islam and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Household Express, a program dedicated to all your homemaking needs. I am Sister Mara and myself and Antigrade Chair Prime will be in your company up to 11 a.m. this morning. Assalamu alaikum, Antigrade Chair. How are you and welcome back?
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, well, and hope all the listeners are also.
We missed you last week. You were busy with the function.
Yeah, I was, but alhamdulillah, everything went well, and Allah keep the couple happy.
Inshallah, ameen. What a pump-up program coming your way this Thursday morning live from our studios based in Lanesia, Johannesburg, South Africa. We commence with handy tips to keep your bin clean. As you all know, the pick-it-up strike and the bins are stinking. Everywhere is stinking, the dump is stinking. So we thought to share with you some tips to keep your bins clean. And also some tips on how to be food safe this holiday season. And then we also go on to our cooking segment of the program. Common cooking mistakes. We share with you some common cooking mistakes. We all make common cooking mistakes. And also we'd love you to share with us your cooking disasters. Tell us about your personal cooking flops and disasters in the kitchen. What has been your worst cooking experience? You can share that with us on 011-854-1548. You can SMS or WhatsApp me on 082-565-8648, a tweet at Amara Radio Islam, or even follow me on Instagram, it's Amara_Mullah. And in the recipe segment, we're sharing with you light meals. We're sharing with you a yummy, cheesy garlic rolls. Then we've got the purr and tau tukra chevro recipe, and also a pita casserole recipe. So that recipe is coming up later on in the program. In the meantime, let's begin with handy tips to keep your bin clean. Baking soda. Okay, before we commence, let's go to our first caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Yes, sister. How, do you have your radio on, sister?
Yes.
Okay, can you please kindly switch your radio off? Okay, just a reminder, our listener, when you call in, before you come on air, please switch your radio off as we get very bad feedback in our mics as well, and your sound quality doesn't come out very nice. Assalamu alaikum, sister, are you back on air?
Yes, assalamu alaikum to Abba Khadija as well.
Wa alaikum salam.
For Abba Amara is a recipe to make Melrose cheese.
A recipe to make?
Melrose cheese.
Melrose cheese. Are you looking for a recipe for that?
Yes.
Okay, we're going to request a recipe from our listeners on how to make Melrose cheese.
Okay, I did try it with the disaster.
Mm-hmm, okay.
Okay, because I think maybe my butter was too much, but I think I need another recipe maybe.
Okay, sister. We request from one of the listeners. Jazakallah for calling in. Assalamu alaikum. So, a request coming through, a recipe to make Melrose cheese. Atikarija?
I don't have an idea.
Mm-mm. Okay. Anyway, let's continue with the program. Handy hints to keep your bins clean. Bicarbonate of soda. Sometimes spills can gather at the bottom of a trash can. And to get rid of this lingering odor, clean the inside with a wet paper towel dipped in bicarbonate of soda. Rinse out the can with a damp sponge and let it completely dry before putting in a new garbage bag. Then also sprinkling a small amount of bicarbonate of soda in the bottom of your bin bag can also change and will also keep it smelling fresh. Then also make sure you wash your whole bin out.
Yes.
Take this jay's float or your dip or something.
Whatever.
Put some chicken inside, bleach inside, and make sure you wash it out as well. Then they say lemon juice also is good. And also they say cat litter. You can actually use cat litter to remove an unpleasant scent from your trash cans. Sprinkle cat litter into the bottom of your trash cans to encourage a fresh smell. Change the litter on a weekly basis or when it becomes damp.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can also use ammonia, and it also, basically it also helps, and it also keeps the smell away as well, and it also keeps rats and dogs away, okay. Even cats, because they don't like the smell of ammonia.
Yeah, they don't.
And then also boiling water, make sure you wash your bins out with boiling water to take out all the germs as well. Then you can keep neighborhood dogs from knocking over the garbage cans and tearing out the bags. Spray the outside of the can and plastic bags with something to deter canines. The hotness of cayenne pepper, the chili powder, or the spurness of vinegar are a few things that can make the trash less appealing. And even they say scouring powder, like for instance vim.
Yeah.
To clean a kitchen garbage can, sprinkle a bit of scouring powder such as your vim at the bottom to soak up any liquids that may have leaked out of your bags. This powder will also keep away mildew as well as add a fresh scent to the can as well. And I think the cats and the dogs actually tear the bags away.
They do.
I think it's the rats are basically enjoying everything.
No, they are.
Because the dump near you...
Oh, you must see how bad it looks. And it's in a bad state.
Mm-hmm.
It's really in a bad state.
Yes. And I think many people are even just burning their trash, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even the depots are full.
People are dumping outside the depots.
What do we do with our dirt now?
Yes, what do we do with it?
In fact, my sons were telling me that yesterday they took a drive into town and, the dirt is just laying everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so unhygienic.
Very, very unhygienic. Mm-hmm. Let's go for a short break. Now, when we come back, we're going to be sharing with you food safety tips this holiday. Stay tuned. As the holiday season nears and you find that many people are going on holiday, so we need to be also aware of what we eat, where we eat, and how we eat as well. So, like, if you're going on a holiday, you're taking food with you, if you're going to be staying in a self-catering apartment, it's best to, would you cook your food and cook it, cool it, freeze it, pack it into a cooler bag and take it with, or would you just marinate it and put it up into your apartment?
Well, again, Amara, it depends on each individual how they find it easier. Well, most of them normally cook it and pack it away nicely and freeze it and then take it. And then as you need, you just thaw it out and you use it. And then again, on the other hand, you get people that marinate the meat and then just go and put it up there. So again, it's on you entirely what you want to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you can take your chicken, your kebab, whatever food you want to make, you can make it, cook it, freeze it, pack it. Also, if you're going traveling by plane or by road, make sure it's in a cooler bag.
Yes.
Make sure it's frozen.
You know, being summer now, it tends to go off very, very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to cool it totally and take it with you.
Mm-hmm. Then also, you know, we have to worry about food poisoning while you're on holiday. You need to see where you're eating from. Now, food poisoning can affect anyone who eats food contaminated by bacteria, viruses, parasites, toxins, and other substances. But in certain people also have a sensible stomach. You know, they need to just be careful what they eat
all the time.
Yes. And also, you need to see what you're eating. I think most important, you know, they say like... they always say on websites and things, wash your hands, you know, often.
Yes.
And that is a sunnah.
It
was taught to us thousands and thousands of years ago. By Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Also, separate ready-to-eat foods from raw meat, poultry, seafood, and eggs also. So you cannot put raw food with raw meat or raw food with cooked food.
Yes.
Because then you can have a cross-check contamination as well. And especially with fish, be very careful with fish.
Oh, you have to. You have to be. Actually, but on the whole, everything you have to be very careful. And being summer, you know you have to be more careful.
And also you need to check the temperatures as well.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And also to put your food in the fridge.
Don't leave it out.
As soon as it's cold, put it into the
fridge. Put it in a fridge. You'll be more safer.
Mm-hmm. Then also you need to actually watch also for like eggs. You know, milk goes off quickly. Fish goes off quickly. You know, all types of poultry as well. So you need to just see how you want to.
No.
You know, and also you need to see from where you're eating.
Yes.
You know, eat the food has a smelly, funny smell and don't consume it.
No, you mustn't. Because it's like you say, food poisoning is so... It's so much now in air, so you have to be very, very careful, like, you know, where you eat and how you eat.
Mm-hmm. And also, I think it's also important when you go on holiday to take your medications with you, especially for stomach.
For stomach.
Vascapine, Gaviscon,
yes.
So anti-acids, things
all
like that,
things.
Which that's one thing you're definitely going to need it
when
you go on holiday.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And you have to drink a lot and lots of water.
Absolutely, yes.
Yes.
And then also, let's now go on to our cooking segment of the program. Now, the question we ask you is, tell us about your personal cooking flops or disasters in the kitchen, and what has been your worst cooking experience? You can SMS or WhatsApp us on 082-565-8648, tweet at Amara Radio Stram, or even follow me on Instagram at Amara_Mulam. Now, Antigreja, what is You know, there are a lot of cooking mistakes which you can be making. Let's go through each one of them. You don't let meat sit after cooking. And I think this is also, you know, this is a cardinal in the, you know, whatever you do, fight the urge to cut into that beautifully marbled piece of meat after you take it off the grill.
Yes.
Wait 5 minutes for the juices to dissipate. Your taste buds will thank you. So if you're taking out your lovely steak or your lovely roast from the oven, wait at least five minutes before you actually cut it.
Yes.
Let the juices of that settle.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Then you don't taste the food as you're cooking. So while it's good to have confidence in your cooking, not tasting your food is a big no-no. Even if you're following a recipe, taste early and often. So you have to taste your food all the time. Because you never know, some people's taste buds are different. Maybe you're adding too much of salt or whatever. So you have to be careful when you're busy cooking.
Okay. Let's take up a call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. My name is Shaira. I want to give a recipe of a Melrose spread.
Okay, sister, you can continue. JazakAllah for calling in.
Okay, it's 250 grams of butter, which you grate.
250 grams butter, you grate it.
And half a kilo of Berg cheese.
Half a kilo of Berg cheese.
Yes, you grate that, and then 1.5 cups of milk. And you boil that, and there you got your Melrose cheese spread.
Okay. Oh. And where do you purchase the Berg cheese from?
You get it at Macro.
At Macro. Yes. And is it halal, sister?
Yes, it is.
Okay. So 250 grams butter grated.
Yeah.
A half a kilo of Berg cheese grated. Yes. And 1.5 cups of milk.
Yes. You put all that together, you give it a boil, and then when it's cool, then you just bottle it up.
Okay.
Okay, that's lovely. JazakAllah so much for calling in, sister.
Okay.
JazakAllah. Assalamu alaikum. Well, there you have it. The sister actually called in early on. That's a Melrose cheese recipe, your own homemade. It's 250 grams butter grated, a half a kilo Berg cheese grated, and 1.5 cups of milk. You mix all that together into a pot.
Yes.
And then you bottle it. That's your Melrose cheese.
You boil it first.
You boil it first. Yes. So JazakAllah for that, sister. And inshallah, I will be putting this recipe on later on on the website. Some more cooking common mistakes and creature. Another one is you put too much food in the pan.
Yes.
So whether you're frying fish, cutlets, anything for that matter.
Yes.
Overcrowding your pan means more uneven heat distribution. Instead of stuffing the pan with food,
definitely
make 2 batches.
Yes. Yes, you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Rather cook it in a nice broad pan and cook little, like, you know, evenly. Because once you pile up too much of food, your food doesn't get cooked properly.
Mm-mm.
Okay, the next one is you flip the meat on the grill constantly. You know how many times you need to flip good a piece of meat? Once, that's all it takes to get a nice, beautiful seed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So you just have to flip it one time. You don't keep on turning the meat when you're frying also.
Yeah, even fish, just do it one time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
The fish normally you can't do it too many times. It tends to break quickly.
Yes.
Because it gets done so quickly.
Okay. Another one is you cook beef, chicken or fish directly after you remove it from the fridge.
Okay.
Let meat sit in the sink for about 30 minutes before you cook it so it reaches room temperature. This allows for even cooking so you don't get a medium well steak when you want a medium rare one.
Yes.
Okay, let's take our next call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Sister Mara.
Gee, sister.
I'm just phoning in regard to the Berg cheese. The recipe is right, but while the cheese is on the stove, ne? She must whisk it and it will be extra fine, it will be nice and smooth.
Okay, so you could
keep stirring it in, and after that she can bottle it in it.
Okay. JazakAllah so much, sister.
Okay. Right, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. Well, the sister must keep stirring it with a whisk.
Yes.
Okay.
So because it has to be nice and smooth.
Yeah, it doesn't get lumpy.
Yes.
Okay. Yes, we said you cook beef, chicken or fish directly after you remove from the fridge. So even if you're marinating your beef, your chicken or your fish, take it out from the fridge.
Yes.
It was marinated. Leave it for about half an hour and then cook it or fry it or whatever.
Yeah.
Let's go to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum.
I'm Auntie Khadija, Jarabia speaking. How are yours?
Alhamdulillah, and you? How are you, Auntie Rabia?
Alhamdulillah. I always have a problem with my East recipes.
Mm-hmm.
Like aloo paratha and rolls and things like that. So I just get put off. I don't want to make it.
Okay, your East those.
Yes.
Okay.
Always a flop.
Okay, tell us what you're doing.
I don't love making it anymore. anything anymore.
Okay. Okay, tell us, are you using very, very hot water or lukewarm water?
Normally it's either milk or something. It's lukewarm, but it's just, I don't know, maybe I'm needing it too much.
Okay, have you checked the expiry date of your yeast?
Gee?
Have you checked the expiry date of your yeast?
Yes, okay. I'm just put off now.
Maybe I think maybe the water could be the problem there.
But you see, you can't use very hot water in the yeast mixture. It kills the yeast and then it doesn't rise. So please don't give up and try and use lukewarm your mixture. Whatever the mixture might be, it has to be lukewarm.
Oh, okay. You know, I feel like making so many things that I just can't do nothing. Like, I want to eat aloo paratha, I like have to make it with the baking powder.
Okay. You know, some people just
another
don't
thing is, you must remember your dough must not be very hard. Always remember the softer your dough, the nicer your mixture will come out.
Too less or too much?
Gee?
I don't know whether I'm kneading my dough too less or too much.
Probably it's too little, because the more you knead, the lighter your mixture should come out.
Is it, do you need it more than you need the roti dough?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Are you making it by hand or the machine, Auntie Rabia? With your hand?
Yeah.
Okay. So maybe just check your temperature of your water as well.
Oh, okay.
Try, it mustn't be too hot. It must just be lukewarm, slightly lukewarm.
Okay.
Okay. Jazakallah for calling in. Assalamu alaikum. It can be a bit of a problem.
Yes,
right?
It does. It can create a problem, definitely. And then you just lose hope, then you don't want to do
to
it.
To give
again.
Up, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Let's go to our callers once again. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Sister, how are you, Aunty Rashida?
All right, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
This thing, I was thinking about when you go on a trip or something, or even you go for a picnic, and if you have to carry milk, must put a pinch of salt in it.
Okay, yeah, good idea.
Yeah, it won't go sour or anything. Yeah, and I was thinking about this woman that's complaining about the dough that's flopping all the time. I think it's the hot water she's using.
Yes.
That's the main thing. You know, if you got very hot, it doesn't rise. Eh?
Yes, it kills the yeast.
Yeah. I think that's her problem. You know?
Yeah, I also think so too.
Yeah.
She's okay. Jazakallah for calling, Aunty Rashida.
Okay, salam.
Wa alaikum salam. Let's go to our next caller. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum. Okay, the caller is gone.
Regarding the lady with the yeast, ne?
Yes, sister.
She must put her yeast in a cup, was a quarter cup of warm water, and she must do like half a teaspoon of sugar. And she must, you see how it froths? It froths very fast. And then she must make her dough. Inshallah, it will rise nice.
Inshallah. Jazakallah for sharing that tip, sister.
Not right. And then my mommy taught me like this, and then we started doing it, and sugar, it comes out right.
And you do it with the instant yeast as well?
Yes.
Whether it's dry yeast.
Okay, sister.
Take a whole packet of yeast and quarter cup warm water and half a teaspoon sugar.
Jazakallah for sharing. Inshallah, Jirabia, I hope you're listening in, and you can try that one.
Okay. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
It actually is a very good tip, that also.
Yes.
Whether it's instant or normal wet yeast, you can do this, what she said, the method, the quarter cup of warm water with the sugar, and it froths, it rises right up till the top of the cup, and then you make the dough with it, it definitely rises.
Okay. Let's go to our messages. This one says, my worst experience in the kitchen was defrosting chicken for it in the microwave. It came out semi-cooked, and I was just terrible. Ever since, I've never forgotten to take out my frozen meat to thaw overnight. Yes. Well, we can only learn by our mistakes, yes? Okay, this one says, be careful of Berg cheese. It's made from all the recycled bits. It's reprocessed.
Oh.
Okay, that's from Sister Hava. So I think we need to actually also see, you know. And this one says, Salams, how is Sister Mara? Looking for cheese scones recipe. Lovely program.
Okay.
Cheese scones, there is...
on the website, they have to just check it up.
Yeah. This one says, Marv just wanted you and listeners to know Berg cheese is not halal suitable.
Oh.
Okay, so I think we need to phone Sana. Okay. Salam, Sister Mara. To my knowledge, Sana said that Berg cheese is approved by them. Okay, so let's just check with Sana as well on the Berg cheese. So I'm going to go to their website and check if it is halal. Okay. And if I don't get a chance now, or while after you're on the air, then inshallah after the program. This one says, Salam, looking for a good papar recipe.
Oh.
And the creature?
No, no, that's not me. But we'll get one for her, inshallah.
Yeah, okay. And you find most of the ladies that actually are from India, Pakistan,
they actually make it and sell it as well.
Okay, this one says, okay, just confirm with Molana Bilal, it's Sana, not halal.
Oh.
Okay, so this the Berg cheese is not halal. So the listeners can, once again, you can get confirmation from Sana, if it's not halal, don't use it.
Please don't use it.
Okay, let's continue. Okay, let's continue. This one says, you try and save a bad dish by adding more stuff. Oh, don't ever do that. In the meantime, let's take our last call online. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalam.
Sister, how are you?
Alhamdulillah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah.
Sister Mara, Sister Greta, Assalamu alaikum. I just wanted to phone in to let people know that, look, the smell of cheese, we used to make it years ago. Until we found out that Tenha doesn't approve of it.
Okay.
I don't know if there are other bodies that may be approving of it, but Tenha doesn't.
Yes.
Like, I called in just now, again, after the lady, like, you know, re-gave the recipe. Do you think perhaps maybe they've recertified it, but they still don't approve?
Maybe NIHT certified it, MJC.
Another body that, yes, yes.
Right. So, I think they need to just phone all the halal authorities. And then just see if it's halal, why not?
Of course.
Okay.
Jazakallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Yes, when the halal haram, it's another whole story.
Yes, yes, we're not getting into that.
It's a cooking program. We're not getting into all that.
Gee.
So, also, let's go for a break. When we come back, we're going to be sharing with you some more cooking mistakes and taking your WhatsApps and SMSs, not your callers. We're going to close the lines now, and then we're going to be sharing those lovely recipes. We're sharing with you a Jimmy cheesy garlic rolls recipe, per and till to crachevro, and a pata casserole. Stay tuned. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh, and welcome back. Well, our engineer Usama, a lot of callers saying it's not halal, it's not halal. So remember, there's not only Sana,
one body, yes.
One body. So you can phone the different bodies and see, and then you can decide what is best to follow as well. So, but we're not going to go on to the halal and haram issue as well. This is a cooking program. Well, the question we're asking you today is, tell us about your personal cooking flops or disasters in the kitchen. What has been your worst cooking experience? And also we're sharing with you common cooking mistakes you may be making. Then also, another one is your under-season. Mm-hmm. Like if you're actually making a fish or something, you're not putting enough seasoning, or your chicken, or even your steak for that matter as well. And then also, you overcook the meat.
Yes. There's a simple solution for this one. Use a meat thermometer. It's so easy.
Just judge.
Yes. You can judge for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Then also, your food sticks to the pan or to the grill.
You have to buy a plastic bottle and fill it with olive oil. This will help grease the grates on the grill or the pan so food doesn't stick.
Mm-hmm.
And it does make sense, even if you just brush the pan a bit with oil, with the olive oil, it doesn't stick.
And then you can even use like a non-stick pan when you're frying.
Yes.
But then too, you can also put your olive oil.
Very little bit, yes.
Mm-hmm. And then also your breading doesn't stick to the food. Now there also, what do you do? Fish, chicken, cutlets.
Yeah.
Sprinkle flour,
and then you just dip the in the liquid like beaten egg or butter and coat it with breadcrumbs.
Mm-hmm.
So that's also a good tip, actually.
Yes. And it's also your egg whites don't work.
Yes. There's an easy way to fix this one. Let the egg sit in a bowl on your counter for at least 15 minutes. The egg whips easier at room temperature.
Mm-hmm. Don't you... Do you put what? You put cream of tartar?
Cream of tartar also, yes.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? When you have your eggs at room temperature, you don't have this problem.
Okay, to whip up quickly.
Yes.
Okay. Then also...
Your salads that go soggy. Green vegetables are among the healthiest foods you can eat, but they're also some of the most delicate. To decrease the odds of a soggy salad, rinse your greens under cold water and then dry them in a salad spinner. You have to dry it in a salad spinner.
To spin it, your lettuce,
yes,
works wonders.
I promise you, it makes such a difference.
Mm-hmm.
It'll last for the whole day, and even the next day, your salad won't go soggy. I have tried and tested this, and it really works. You can't can't put your lettuce on a cloth and say that it's not going to go soggy, because there is still water that stays.
Mm-hmm.
The minute you put it in a spinner, every drop of water goes out and it stays crispy.
And that is one of the must-have kitchen gadgets.
It's one of
the salad spinner.
Yes, so
and finally, another common mistake we do is we don't follow the recipe.
You don't follow.
We just read it. We just read the ingredients, but we don't read the method.
No. Yes.
So that's also when we have common cooking mistakes. But then again, you can only but learn from your mistakes. And we all not chef. We can only but learn from our mistakes. Let's now go on to the recipe segment of the program. We're sharing with you a purr and Tell to Cravo recipe, ideal to take with you on holiday.
Yes.
Even if you're going for Umrah, many people are going for Umrah as well.
Cheese.
Then also we're sharing with you the chimney cheesy garlic rolls and a pata casserole. So let's begin with the Tell to Cravo recipe, the purr and Tell to Cravo.
Okay. For the purr and Tell to Cravo recipe, you need, for Tell to Cravo, you need 3 cups of flour, Tell, jiru, and green chilies, 1 teaspoon salt, 1 1/4 teaspoons of baking powder, and 1/4 pound of butter, that's your 125 grams. You mix everything together, you make your dough with water, you roll out thinly and cut into small cubes and fry in oil, and you drain it on paper towel. Then you fry your purr separately. I prefer using Fatima's purr for this chivro. It comes out much nicer. Now you drain your purr and your Tell to Cravo on newspaper and paper towels for about 2 to 3 days. The reason why is to drain the oil completely out. Then you cut up your nuts in pieces and bake in a low oven. You must use badam, pecans, macadamia, peanuts, cashews, sunflower and pumpkin seeds, your Tell, your soap and your poppy seeds. You bake all this in an oven till it's nice and crispy. Then you make a vagar with rye and very little oil. You throw over the above mixture. You mix everything together and you season it with salt and vinegar spice, paprika, chilies, and aromat. And this is such a nice munch to eat.
Mm-hmm. Okay. First, so we repeat the purr and Tell to Cravo chevro recipe. Now for the Tell to Cravo, you will need 3 cups flour. That's 3 cups flour, some Tell, some whole jiru, and green chilies. 1 teaspoon salt, 1 1/4 teaspoons baking powder, and 1/4 pound butter. You mix everything together, make dough with water, roll out thinly and cut into small cubes and fry in oil, drain on paper towel. Now, must it be very thin, cut very thin?
You have to cut it nice and thin pieces and small cubes also, and you fry it. You'll see they rise slightly.
Like a bubble.
Like a bubble.
Mm-hmm. But it must be rolled out thin.
Yes, it must be rolled out thin.
Okay. Then you fry purr separately, and Adigrita prefers using Fatima's purr for this chevro. So when you're actually frying this purr, the purr, must you actually cut it up?
Again, that also you must try and cube it up. And
cube it
up,
okay.
Because they must be the same size as the Tell to Cravo.
Okay. Okay. So you fry purr separately, prefer using the Fatima's purr for this chevro. Drain the purr and Tell to Cravo on newspaper and paper towel for about 2 to 3 days. Then cut up your nuts in pieces and bake on low in an oven. You must use badam, pecans, macadamia, peanuts, cashews, sunflower and pumpkin seeds, Tell, soap and poppy seeds. Bake in oven till nice and crispy. Then you make a vagar with rye and very little oil and throw over above mixture. Mix everything together and season with salt and vinegar spice. Now you do get a salt and vinegar spice.
You do get the salt.
Paprika, chilies, and aromat, and enjoy. And I think the salt and vinegar spice gives the whole flavor.
It does, actually. And the paprika gives the color.
Yes.
Then you don't have to make it very strong.
Okay. Now we go on to the next recipe. It's called a pata casserole.
Okay. For the pata casserole, you need 1 roll of patas, 1 tin cream-style sweet corn, 250 ml of fresh cream, red chutney, and 1 cup of grated cheese. Now for the method, you fry or you bake your patas until done. You grease a casserole dish, arrange the pata slices at the bottom. You spread your red chutney over the pata. You pour your sweet corn and spread over the chutney. You mix the fresh cream and cheese and pour over the above mixture. Bake in oven till cheese is melted. Sprinkle it with fried bird and enjoy.
This is actually lovely.
It is. Okay. It's a nice light meal.
Okay. For the pita casserole, it's one roll of pita. So your pita must actually be sliced.
Yes.
Okay. One roll of pita that has been sliced. One tin cream styled sweet corn. 250 ml fresh cream. Red chutney. And 1 cup grated cheese. So for the method, you fry or bake your pita until done. Grease a casserole dish. Arrange the pita slices at the bottom. Spread red chutney over the pita. Pour sweet corn and spread over the chutney. And mix the fresh cream and cheese and pour over the above mixture. Bake in oven till cheese is melted and sprinkle with fried pepper and enjoy.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds divine. And the final recipe is Jimmy's Cheesy Garlic Rolls.
Okay, for the Jimmy's Cheesy Garlic Rolls, you need, for the sauce, you need 1 tub of fresh cream, 2 teaspoons of crushed garlic, 3 tablespoons of garlic butter, 1/4 teaspoon of salt or to taste, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon crushed green chilies, 1/4 teaspoon of parsley, and a dash of paprika and mixed herbs, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon of maizena to thicken the sauce. Now for the method, you boil the above ingredients together to a thick sauce. You slit diagonals on top of rolls and pack into an oven tray. You fold with sauce between slits. Pour the leftover sauce over the rolls. Sprinkle grated cheese over and grill in oven. This is so ideal for a braai.
Very tasty.
Mm-hmm.
So for the Jimmy's Cheesy Garlic Rolls, for the sauce, you will need 1 cup fresh cream, 2 teaspoons crushed garlic, 3 tablespoons garlic butter, 1/4 teaspoon salt or to taste, 1/2 teaspoon black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon crushed green chilies, 1/4 teaspoon parsley, and a dash of paprika and mixed herbs, 1/4 to 1/2 teaspoon maizena to thicken sauce. Now, I think we have to put the maizena in,
yes,
because the sauce needs to thicken.
It has to thicken.
Okay. You boil above ingredients together to a thick sauce. Slit diagonals on top of rolls and pack into oven tray. Fill with sauce between slits. Pour leftover sauce over the rolls. And sprinkle grated cheese over and grill in oven. So all the recipes are on our website. You can go on to Radio Islam website. That's radioislam.co.za. You can even call Sister Faiza or the reception who will assist you with the recipes if you don't have access to internet. Now, with regards to the question we're asking you, what has been your worst cooking experience? We've got a message coming from Sister Soma. She says, a great mistake, icing sugar for maizena. And she actually made it for, you know, for achar. You know, use a maizena for achar.
Yes.
And instead of that, it was icing sugar. It was placed in the wrong tin. So, yeah. Okay. This one says, where can I find baking soda? What's the difference between baking powder and baking soda? So baking soda is
bicarbonate of soda.
Remember that it's bicarbonate of soda. And this one says, the one sister actually sent a video clip, so I'll have a look at it later on after the program, as we don't have time now. This one says, Salams, please help making tasty king clip of Auntie Khadija's recipe.
Mm-hmm.
It requires 2 tablespoons fresh cream. Don't have it. Can I omit it? Urgent reply, making today.
Yes, you can omit it for maybe if you want to put mayonnaise in or whatever, you can do that.
Okay. Also, this one says, okay, what can I do with yeast dough that don't want to rise?
There's absolutely nothing you can do, honestly, because it has to rise.
Check your yeast and also try to use not hot water.
Yes.
It must be lukewarm water. Then, as the sister said, take your yeast packet, empty it out in a bowl with 1/4 cup water, I think a teaspoon of sugar.
Yes.
And you just try and prove your yeast with that and then just see how it works as well.
You must be very careful to see. You have to see the expiry date of the yeast. Very important.
Yes, very, very important. as well. Well, Antigrat, today is your last program for the year.
Shima.
Next week will be mine.
Inshallah.
And Jazakallah for coming on here this whole year and sharing the lovely recipes with us, some lovely cooking tips. We've learned so much from you.
It's been a pleasure, and it's always, I'm always there for anybody that needs help anytime. Please, you can contact me and I will help you, inshallah.
Mm-hmm. And also, what has been your worst cooking disaster?
Oh, I remember when I got married, my husband told me to bake a fruit cake. And wow, it just flopped and it sank in, and oh, it was a total disaster. I never ever make an attempt to ever bake cakes again, because it's always a flop.
A flop, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, we all just learn from our mistakes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And
but I always feel you must never give up. You must keep on trying. You will get it right.
Mm-hmm. Yes. My scones never used to come out right.
Okay.
Come out like, then one day I followed the recipe from one of my cousin-in-law's daughter in Pietermaritzburg. Her name is Shakira. And since then, I only make that scones.
And it comes out really
perfect,
nice.
Perfect. Yes. And I never stop making it.
It doesn't ever flop.
There's so many other things,
no,
you know.
No, there is.
You can only learn from your mistakes.
100%.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've come to the end of a lovely program. I really enjoy it. I hope you enjoy the rest of your holiday.
Inshallah, I
will. You'll be back with us in January.
Inshallah. I hope everybody has a good, peaceful holiday. And please remember us in your duas.
Inshallah, ameen. Well, back with you on Tuesday and Thursday again. So I've got last two programs left before I go on holiday.
Okay.
Yet. Always waiting for the holidays to come. And everybody's waiting this year for a nice holiday.
For a nice holiday.
So keep us all safe.
Ameen.
You know?
Ameen.
And yes, that's what we'll do for today. We'll be back with you on Tuesday with the Women's Weekend and Thursday again. Remember, recipes are all on the website indeed, yes. And if you don't have access to the internet, call Sister Faiza or the reception on 011-854-7022. Well, from me, Amara, in Antigrat Jai Prime.
Assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.